business being brought forward as a result of the executive session. So with that, before we went into executive session, there was a note by me that we wanted to discuss briefly some potential change of dates on the budget hearing, dates that we have set forward. And so Kyle and Jess would come up and we'll discuss that for just a little bit. My one concern is, which date do we have published for budget adoption? I thought that was the date that we have to publish way ahead of time for the public. Or am I wrong on the technicality of the names that we're calling these compared to what the state code requires us to advertise?
Chairman, commissioners, I don't have the statutory calendar for the clerk in front of me, but give me just a few moments.
Okay.
Try and pull that up. And are you asking what date the budget needs to be published? Or
when we publish that, we're going to set a date for the publication, and we already had to set a date for publishment that went out with the tax notices. And so if I have that wrong in my memory, that's great. If, let's say, as in August, I would rather go for the 18th if we could do that. I was worried that we were already published and noticed for budget adoption on Thursday the 13th. And I guess my question is, if we could make notice, and we would still have to open it up and continue it to the 18th or whatever we would do. I don't know.
Chairman, I don't think we've put notice yet, because we're still, that whole schedule that we're creating is making sure we're hitting all of those timelines.
Okay.
For everything. And I believe we'll still be okay with that and how we adjusted them in totality, but.
Okay.
Saying, like, for certain, I don't have all of those kind of schematics memorized.
Right. So our budget adoption is not necessarily the budget approval that we do. I guess tentatively I'm okay with looking at the 18th instead of the 13th, unless we're stumbling or tripping up on something.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't mind, Chairman, I'll review when I get back to my office.
Okay.
We haven't sent out any communication that would lock us into it.
Confuse the public.
Yeah, and make sure that we're not, out of statutory compliance. But,
okay.
I don't believe so, but I'll double check.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have a preference?
I do not.
Just speaking for myself.
Okay. You know, there's got to be some consideration for the clerk, particularly where there's, you know, a change in what's happened here. And so I just want to make it easy for what the clerk needs to meet his statutory deadlines. We'll support that.
Yep. I think that's the goal that I'm just trying to discuss, is whatever works for everybody. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're still earlier than we were a couple years ago.
So. Yeah, but I don't want to be that late ever again.
I understand. We were, you know, up against the, yep, backs against the wall a little bit there.
Yeah.
But we are still way ahead of that time frame.
Okay.
That we were a couple years ago. We're just a couple, like a week and a half, 2 weeks behind what we did last year. And we were plenty early last year. So.
Perfect.
I believe, like I said, like Jess was saying, I believe we should be pretty good, but we'll double check all that.
Okay. All right. Is that good with everybody else?
Yes.
All right. I don't have anything else. Does anyone else?
Nope, Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All right. Second. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.